from NPR News. This is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. This week, Liberia's National Elections Commission is expected to make it official. It's widely believed that Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will become that country's next president. The 67-year-old Harvard-trained economist leads the race with over 59% of the vote, but she cannot claim victory just yet. Her opponent, millionaire and former soccer player George Weah, is charging fraud. The Election Commission says Weah's legal team has yet to offer any evidence or witnesses to that effect. Still, many observers are concerned about potential violent unrest. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's principal challenge is to reunite a nation that has suffered through more than two decades of civil war. She joins us now via phone from her residence in Liberia's capital, the capital of Monrovia. We welcome you, Mrs. Johnson Sirleaf. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Obviously, you are awaiting the official count, but most believe that we'll be able to call you Mrs. President next. Talk to me about the concern of violence if, in fact, and when this election is official. Do you have true concerns about that?
No, not really, because we have a couple of hundred young people who for a few days demonstrated in the streets as a result of their disappointment that their hero didn't win. But it's very largely contained, and even their small rebellion has dissipated because we've reached out to them and it showed them that that the country belongs to them also, and that they will enjoy, you know, equal benefits and attention as all other youth. And I think that message is resounding very well. And when the final results are announced, we expect on Wednesday the 23rd, 2 days from now, that the young people to whom we have reached out will accept the reality of the vote, and we will all move on serving the interests of our country.
Mrs. Johnson Sirleaf, how optimistic can you be after two decades of civil war that you'll be able to reunite a country with some who believe that zealots on both ends of the spectrum don't want to see peace?
I am very optimistic that we can find a way to reconcile people through a government of inclusion, through ensuring that a program that stresses equal opportunity and balanced development will enable us to get the level of reconciliation and consensus so that we move very rapidly on the development agenda. We've got programs for reform that will ensure that our country gets placed on an irreversible track for peace, security, democracy, and development. I think the Liberian people are ready for that. I think the vote, in fact, represents a mandate to me to institute these reforms, to get our country's financial house in order, manage our resources efficiently and effectively, and move toward the changes that ensure equal opportunity for all. I'm optimistic that we'll put together a team, which I will lead, that will make measurable progress in a short period of time, and that the realistic development agenda that will be announced early next year will achieve its goal to a large extent. So I'm confident that we can do this. We can attract the support of the international community through our performance. We can repatriate many of our skilled Liberians who are now resident abroad and joining hands with those at home. We can all rebuild our country.
How critical is America's immediate involvement to the success of the programs that you'll want to put in place? And what do you expect, if anything, from the Bush administration?
The role of the United States in our development effort is very critical. As you know, the Bush administration has taken a very strong leadership role in getting us to this point of progress, getting Mr. Taylor to leave the country, supporting the transition. And now as we move toward rebuilding the institutions, setting democracy in train, responding to development needs, the U.S. and its leadership is what provides the signal and the direction for others such as the European Union and other Asian countries to follow. And the position of support that is taken by America will have a major say in whether we achieve our goals. Specifically, we'd like to see them take the lead in helping us resolve our major external debt problem, 3.5 million, which has not been serviced for years. And we know the government has to take the lead in performing, in getting programs of debt relief underway with support of the Bretton Woods Institution, but support of the United States in this regard. You know, in the United Nations, at the World Bank and the IMF, in meetings there, will enable us to get additional support from other partners. And so right now we're very pleased with the relationship. We hope to strengthen it. You know, in mutual interest, American companies operate here. We want to expand our economy to have even greater potential for them to operate and to add value to our primary commodities. So we're going to be working on making sure that we get the U.S. support through our commitment to development, to protecting the rights of the individual, to reform, to good governance, and to overall good performance. And I think we're going to achieve that objective.
What of those who are concerned about the continuing shadow, if you will, the legacy of Charles Taylor and the brutality that existed under his regime? You were an early supporter, though you have since acquiesced that support, obviously, and denounced the tactics there. How do you make people feel comfortable with your reign?
Well, we think Mr. Taylor is of diminishing relevance to our national endeavor. And we intend to make sure that he becomes totally irrelevant. We know there are calls, you know, from the United States, calls from the European Union to see to it that the special court's indictment gets served. And we have said that we are going to be working with those governments, but we also are going to work with our West African leaders that have played an important role in bringing peace to our country and in getting Mr. Taylor to go into exile. So, but our government's going to be very firm in, one, making sure Mr. Taylor does not return to Liberia, because we need a period to consolidate our peace and reconciliation, and two, that we find a mutually satisfactory solution to what happens to him after his exile or during his exile in Nigeria.
Before we let you go, I want to get an idea from you. You were a waitress in Wisconsin. You went on to a degree at Harvard's Kennedy School, and now you are on the cusp of becoming the president of Liberia. I read recently that you see yourself as a role model for all women of the world in terms of what can be done. What would you like to see a woman take from what you have been able to do? And also, I'm curious, with the connection that you have had and certainly the connection that African Americans have to your country, what you would like to see from them?
Well, I tell you, first of all, as a role model, I want to inspire Liberian and African women to reach whatever potential they can. That sometimes the road is difficult. My own example of marrying right after high school, having four children, and then going back to college and graduate school. In graduate school, as you pointed out, working tables at the Rennebond drugstore. No, that was undergraduate school in Madison, Wisconsin. And just working my way up from one success to another. And I hope that this will tell all women that irrespective of the difficulties, they can be equal to men in pursuing and achieving their professional career objectives. I think that my own leadership of the country and the performance which we expect will also inspire and motivate women throughout the African continent, maybe even the world, to know that women can compete, women can win, women can, through performance, demonstrate that they can bring to the development agenda not only the competence and courage and character, but also the extra sensitivity of being a woman and what that means as a mother in responding to human needs. So for me, this is a great responsibility. I'm humbled by it, but I hope that I can rise to the challenge of the confidence that has been given to me by the Liberian voters and by the women all over Africa who are just excited by these election results.
All right. Well, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, we find out officially come Wednesday whether or not you will be the first female president of an African country, but most suspect that will be the case. And that being said, we wish you the best of luck and hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much. The Liberian people await the opportunity to claim their victory from these elections. It's really their victory. And after Wednesday, they will still show the world that they are ready for us to come together and to rebuild our country with reconciliation and with equal opportunity for all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.